Good morning, and welcome to day six of your Smart Start Habit Building project. Yesterday, I left you with a suggestion that if you're trying to build something new in your life, then engaging your master hero to ask what is important to me is a helpful way to start your day. The master then affirms this as an intention for your day. But he or she is not the one who's doing the actual work. This is where the hero with the least glamorous name comes in, your grunt. It's up to your grunt to do the actual work. These heroes are all largely useless without one another. A master without a grunt is like a visionary without an audience or a signpost without anyone to follow it. He or she's the sound of one hand clapping. On the other hand, a grunt without the direction of a master is just wandering aimlessly and frivolously around. He or she can do things, but doesn't know what's important to do. Of your team of four habit-building heroes, it's probably the relationship between the master and the grunt that is most important. These heroes have a relationship that is characterized by what's called reciprocity, which just means mutual dependence. And like any relationship, it requires each party to relate to one another with mutual respect and empathy and the realization of this interdependence. Now, you may be feeling like this is all a little abstract and overly psychological, but let me tell you why this is important and very practical. If your master's affirmation of what is important doesn't have the buy-in of your grunt, then nothing's going to happen. Habit-building projects are usually initiated by your master. He or she says, "We'll do this. We must do this. We can't put this off any longer." And bless them. We absolutely need our master heroes to make a stand for what is important to us. But the master has to realize that they need the buy-in of the grunt in order to turn a meaningful potential into an actual outcome. So in practical terms, the authority of your master rests in the hands of your grunt. The grunt is the one who grants whatever authority your master might have. This is true of all authentic leadership, where the dignity of our personal autonomy is respected. When your master and your grunt come together to have a conversation about your habit building project, the master asks the grunt, "Are you prepared to pay the price that's involved in building this habit, in the service of the outcome we're looking for together?" And the master has to ask this question with empathy and respect for the grunt, because in some sense, the grunt is the most noble of the heroes. In Western culture, it is the grunt who is most commonly associated with the characteristics we identify with a hero, in particular that of sacrifice. He or she is the one who makes the sacrifice that is the essential price of any meaningful habit quest. There is no way to build something fundamentally new in yourself without the sacrifice. So I take my hat off now to all of our grunt heroes. We are all in their debt for the price they're paying today in order for us to build our habit.